University in upstate New York, Ellicott the next step, with the eminent Dr. Ed Ellicott, a North Priesterly.
Well, that's a very floral beginning, isn't it, to our program, Dr. Ed Ellicott, a North Priesterly. Yes, technically I am Ellicott North, one of a series of individuals who have inhabited the Ellicott North Priesterly positions, and there are six levels there. We're very early in our education of you and yours and of ourselves as we talk about Ellicott the next step. But we do feel that Ellicott the next step is the way forward for the human race.
Ellicott the next step, Wampaw University in the village of Wampanoag, New York. Interchangeable with Wampaw, New York, dimensionally.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Ed Ellicott. We're very fortunate to be graced and favored this morning with young Beans Halberstall, who is a fast-track Ellicott South and will eventually ascend to the level of preservative and overlord. Beans Halberstall in physical years is 4. In the dimensional outlook is now approaching the age of 160. Please hold all judgment and reserve that for a future time when our traveling discussion roadshow visits your town and we can begin to answer your questions, and I'm sure you have a great many. But we are joined this morning by the daughter of our eminent fast-track overlords, as well as preservatives, North and South, Dr. and Mrs. Grover Halberstall, here from Wampaw University in Wampaw and Wampanoag, New York. The questions arise, as I'm sure they will today, following our broadcast here from Wampaw University. And by the way, we are in the Ark of Eternals. Very, very fortunate to be broadcasting this morning from our Ark of Eternals. This is the archway through which all of our clergy do pass, either intact or are then dispersed. And, of course, we can get into the dispersion. That is something that can only be judged, adjudicated, and then performed by our overlords. But before we get into any of that, and I'm also joined this morning by our engineer, by our producer, and a good friend, and also a novitiate in the Ellicott The Next Step process, and that's Jerry Gingerman, or Gingman, Jerry. I know it's spelled Gingerman.
Yes, it's spelled Gingerman, but it's pronounced Gingman.
And congratulations, by the way, on the birth of your young son, Truesdale, correct?
Truesdale. Yeah, we named him after my dad's an army buddy.
And how's your wife doing?
She's doing fine. But the birth was difficult because, as you know, in Ellicott, as a novitiate, we're not allowed to go to a hospital to have the child. We had to have the child while working in a field.
Yes, that will, because you and your wife joined as novitiates in our seminary number 1.
Yes, we're novitiates in seminary number 1.
Why don't you come over to the microphone, and where is Beans Halberstall?
Well, she's in the waiting area, but is beginning to show her displeasure.
Yeah, I tell you what, just come over here for a moment and tell me, where are you now with your wife, Emily, and your son, Truesdale?
Well, right now we're living at Seminary Number 1 outside of Wampaw / Wampanoag.
All right, so you are dimensionally shifting.
Yes.
All right, let's bring in now Beans Halberstall.
I don't want to do it.
Just sit down here, Beans. How are you?
My daddy's going to be mad. You made me wait.
No, we didn't mean to make you wait, Beans. We We're simply talking to Jerry. Jerry's wife had a baby.
They're going to have a baby.
Well, they didn't. They're not going to. They did have a baby. And I was talking to Jerry about that.
I don't care. I'm gonna tell.
Well, when you do tell... boy, that sounded Shakespearean, didn't it?
Yes, do tell.
Do tell, Beans.
They're going to tell my daddy.
Oh, well, your daddy will understand. Beans, listen, I want to ask you, as a member of the Fast Track Overlord, you're going to be an overlord very soon because you were anointed. Do you know what any of that means?
Well, I was going to,
Don't touch any of that. Those are very important papers. Don't touch them.
Oh, well, look at it.
No, those are my divorce papers. Could you please?
I'll take them. Yes.
Those should not have been in here. Those are divorce papers. It doesn't mean I'm divorcing my wife. It means that we are ending our earthly gross contract, and we're entering into our eternal Elcott contract. All right? We're getting rid of Elkar, and that's how we view all earthly marriage, as Elkar, and we're giving the contract over now to Elcott. So, no, I'm not divorcing my wife, for those of you who are listening. And you had a... Did you have an accident?
No, I didn't have an accident.
Because it smells like you had an accident in your diaper?
Well...
You want me to check?
You better not, because the child, it will only upset and it will only upset and disturb the child. But it smells as if she probably went in her diaper.
We can get one of the...
Could you bring in any member of the Overlord attendees? Yes, any one of them. All right, that is the sound that is made when any of the overlords or the overlord attendees enter the room, and they are now changing the diaper on Beans Halberstall. Beans Halberstall is one of our most elevated and anointed members. Beans is the daughter of Grover and Mrs. Halberstall, Dr. Grover and Mrs. Halberstall. In the... A system of belief, the philosophical system of belief of Elcott the Next Step, we elevate our women, honor our women, and we are fully equal with our women in the four processes, which are the processes of sex, barbecuing, picking out sports jackets, and deciding whether you'll watch football or baseball. Now, understand, we recognize right away that there's a lot of laughter, or perhaps there are some heads being scratched out there. What does that mean? It sounds like that men and women in Elcott the Next Step are only equal when it comes to deciding things that give men pleasure. And that is not necessarily the case. The case is the following. In Elcott the Next Step, men and women are fully equal. We only ask our women two things. Never to reveal their first names. And secondly, always, during sex, always climax. Even if you have to pretend, make it loud and long. That's all we ask. If you cannot fulfill these two requirements, then please have yourself dispersed at the earliest convenience. That is to attend one of our overlord lectures, then go to any of the open areas that are designated by Elcott the Next Step. Generally, these are cliff areas near the ocean, so that when the dispersal takes effect, you molecularly are blown or dispersed into high sea winds, or ocean winds, if you will. Well, that's an awful lot to remember, and we're going to have to remind ourselves that during Elcott the Next Step, I've been a little bit nervous here, by the way, Jerry, because I didn't notice that you didn't have our Elcott the Next Step undercarriage.
Oh, my God, I forgot. And they've just now changed Beans' diapers.
All right, Beans, Let's go ahead and do the traditional and anointed inhalation. Jerry, are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Whew. Yeah.
It's still a little ripe.
Please call the overlords back. I think Beans went in the diaper again. Now the yes. In come the overlords. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott. Overlord, we request a final review of the diaper. And the overlords have indicated that they assent to that. They're now they've got to change the diaper again.
Well, she must have gone...
twice, yes. Our undercarriage, by the way, is the sound of our meditation flute. And you hear the meditation flute at present. Well, the undercarriage was not present, and this is why I felt some confusion and a strain in my tendons in and around my testicles and anus. But I feel much, much stronger. I feel strong and I feel positive. And all hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
I not do drugs no more.
I not do drugs no more.
Yes, all right, so is Beans, how do you feel, Beans?
I got my not do-do.
That's right, there's no more of that in your diaper.
But I had a doo-doo in the diaper.
I know, that's probably why you were a bit tense, right?
Well, I'm not to be tense sitting in the room here.
And why are you tense sitting in this room?
Because I'm next, because you stink.
All right, now what Beans is referring to...
You smell bad.
Okay, what Beans is referring to...
Do you want me to get some Glade?
No, let me explain. What Beans is referring to...
You dirty doo-doo.
No, I didn't doo-doo. We do not use underarm antiperspirant or anything like that. And generally, that is not a problem for most of our members, novitiate, priest, priesterly, preservative, or overlord. I am a priesterly. I'm the higher level of priest. And because of that, you enter into a phase that is known as the purging.
That's why my daddy saw the movie.
No, it's not the movie. This is the purging, where all oils and toxins, the toxic oils and fluids that the body is containing, begin to purge out of the body, and it does create, for a moment, unevenness in the molecular strain that surrounds the body. So you begin, quote-unquote, what we call in Elcott the next step, you begin the stank, and this is actually a very good time in your further processing and evolution. When you enter the stank, you become aware of all of the different levels of your physiognomy, physiology, psychology, psychiatry, and biochemistry, as well as, of course, the neurochemistry. So you are one with all the process. And, of course, part of that process is the stank. Did your mommy and daddy teach you about that at all, Beans?
My mom and daddy don't stink, but the stink.
It is technically a stink, yes.
My mommy.
Does your mommy stink?
Well, you shouldn't ask about a priesterly, especially one that is verging on overlord.
All right, Jerry, thank you. I'll take that under advisement. Please understand, Jerry, I am a priesterly, you're a novitiate.
I understand, Doctor.
And so I think I know where I'm going. And Jerry, I do appreciate that, though. And we encourage all of our novitiates and initiates. And that is the very lowest level of Elcott, the next step. To be an initiate is to be nothing. And to be nothing in Elcott, the next step, is to be everything. So to be everything and nothing is, in and of itself, a wonderful time of self-exploration and self-examination and self-forgiveness. Because sometimes the self-examination borders on preoccupation with one's genitalia or genital, And that results oftentimes in a phase of masturbation that can go on for anywhere from 72 to 96 hours. Elcott, the next step is what we consider to be the next step in the Eternal Groove, or the Eternal Groove Nation. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and we'll continue with our discussion here with Beans Halberstall. Are you enjoying yourself, Beans?
I want to know, where the Overlord gonna come in?
No, the Overlord, the Overlord's not coming in. If the Overlord were to attend, it would be either to change Beans's diapers, to come in and examine my communication with the pre-Overlord Beans Halberstall, or to disperse me at a very basic level, which means you can be reintegrated within minutes. The dispersal is something that is simply done. Why are you giving me the wrap-up?
We're dragging.
All right, excuse me for what... All right, we'll be right back.
Elcott, the next step from Wampa University. We'll be right back.
Wampa University's lecture series on Elcott, the next step commences in November. Make sure that you get your reservations now for Elcott, the next step and the introductory seminar conducted by Dr. Ed Elcott and his wife, Prizaline. Dr. Ed Elcott and Prizaline will hold forth at one of six sessions in November. Make sure you get your reservations now. And for travel arrangements from your town to Wampa, New York, please contact The Burning. That's The Burning, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Aneith Jones and Christine Brown will be guest lecturers this weekend at Elcott, the Next Step, our weekend retreat.
All right, now, my good friend here, Jerry, presumed to tell me to wrap it up. And Jerry has now been sent to Box 5, which is the Remembrance and Meditation Box. Jerry, how are you doing in there?
I'm fine. I did my own thing.
You have to sit in the Remembrance and Meditation Box and consider what you've done, which is to chastise and to openly conflict with a priesterly when you're only a novitiate. Now, you can well imagine what this room smells like in the midst of the evolutionary phase we call the stank. Well, nothing even compares to what Jerry is sitting in right now. You are required, when you are put into the Remembrance and Meditation cubicle, to sit in a figurative, and that would be a computer-generated image of your own filth. After 6 days.
Yeah.
How's it in there?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'll bet it is. He gives me the wrap-up sign. Which is the, do you want to hurry it up? I'll go at the speed that I so wish. All right, well, now the overlords have entered. Yes, overlords. All right, they have commanded that I be dispersed. First, I have to let... Overlords, can you tell me why I am being overruled at this time?
Wow! Wow!
You messed up. The overlord dispersed you.
Wow!
All right, this is Jerry. I've been let out of my cubicle. How are you doing there, Dr. Elcott?
Wow!
Gonna be in Halberstam, I'm gonna be.
All right, may I, Overlord? The Overlords have given me permission to announce to you that Beans Halberstam will host the Elcott the Next Step show until the reintegration of Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott simply began to lecture me a little too long on how I overstepped as a novitiate. Yes, I overstepped. But you can't go on and on and on till the tears are coming out of people's eyes. Doctor, how are you?
Wow!
So he's still reintegrating. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Beans Halberstall.
Come on, do I wanna be. And I'm gonna go.
The overlords have left the room. Okay, Beans, go ahead.
I'm gonna go and then gonna go have an ice cream. And then we'll have an ice cream. And then we're gonna have a chocolate candy cane and everything. Nobody's gonna tell me that I can't.
Now, this is Dr. Elcott. I've reintegrated. And again, all hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
Thank you. Hail Elcott.
Very good, Beans. Yes, all hail Elcott. I was dispersed and reintegrated because I overstepped my priesterly bounds. I think what's wonderful about this is that even at Elcott the Next Step, a priest of the very highest rung can be chastised, dispersed, and if need be, reintegrated, or the dispersal continues ad infinitum until such time as the overlords decide to reintegrate an individual. But what's interesting about this is that even a lowly novitiate like Jerry could have me dispersed. He called upon the overlords. And what was the prayer that you said, Jerry?
Well, at the time I was still in the meditation and remembrance cubicle, and I simply said, all hail Elcott, disperse.
And the overlords then appeared.
Yes.
You'll know the overlords are appearing when you hear the high-pitched frequency humming and singing that interrupts the air and atmosphere surrounding our beings. Beans Halberstall is my very special guest this morning on Elcott the Next Step. So Beans, in preparing for your status as overlord, and I've been told and instructed by a communique now from the overlords, that Beans is...
Well, that...
Hold on, what is wrong now?
Don't read the communique, you're not...
Are you telling me what to...
I was right.
Yes, you were right. Yes, you were right. I accept your remonstration, overlords, and I...
Hey. Yes, sir!
All right, okay, so Dr. Elcott, go ahead, Beans.
I gotta do the show because Dr. Elcott messed it up. He messed it up, and I had to go to diaper.
Oh, gee, okay. Beans has gone in the diaper again. The overlords have come in to change Beans' diaper.
I am gonna do it. Yeah.
And the overlords have left. Go ahead, Beans.
Well, my mommy and my daddy said that they're gonna,
Overlords, I didn't do anything. I swear to God, the kid was messing around. She banged the...
My name is Bean Halberstam. Mama, Elcott the Next Step. Elcott the Next Step. I don't care what anybody says about him. And then we're gonna go and we're gonna have candy and then we'll come back Elcott the Next Step and come back. Okay, and they're gonna come back and do it. And they can't.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I've reintegrated. Thank you. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott. I know that Jerry is still dispersed, but he should be reintegrating soon. And all hail Elcott.
What are we going to do now?
Well, we're going to ask. I've been dispersed and reintegrated as a form as a punitive step so that I do not overstep my priesterlies and lecture too seriously a novitiate as if, and again I'm quoting from the Elcott liturgy, as if it doesn't stink. Now, that sounds very gross and extremely colloquial, but what it means is we are all members of the same filth. And if you know anything about Elcott, The Next Step, you know that the ego and the destruction of the ego, the absolute annihilation of the ego, is preeminent. Anytime we show any signs of ego, we are to be dispersed, reintegrated, and dispersed. Ego is what we feel slows us down and kills the instinct toward self-awareness. And so, in destroying ego, we destroy everything that is attached to it. Homes, cars, the beauty of a spouse, for instance. I personally sleep on a dirt floor in a tool shed every night. Where I actually live during the day is either here at Wampaw University, where I do my studies.
You talk too much.
Yes, I do talk too much, Beans. What would you like to say?
I was gonna do doo-doo.
Do you want to do doo-doo, or did they already change the diaper?
They did the diaper.
All right. Now, may I speak?
Uh-huh. I want to hear you tell a story.
Well, the story is this, that my ego is gone, and so we realize that we come from and we live in filth and decay. And the joy that we feel getting up every morning out of a sucking and stinking mass of fluid and decay, which is what we consider this world to be, the joy knowing that we slept in that and had a peaceful sleep knows no bounds.
Oh, I got a story. I'll tell a story.
All right, let's tell a story. Once upon a time...
That sucks. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
I don't think... Oh, I've been reintegrated, by the way.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Oh, you're going to be dispersed for your sarcasm and for your lack of timeliness in telling the story.
Overlords, I would like to... ask this at this time that I be given an opportunity to appeal...
How you feel, Dr. Elcott? You okay? Dr. Elcott got dispersed because he didn't tell a story good.
Well, you shouldn't have had him. Well, yes, you should have had him. Just, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
We're going to be right back in a minute when we come back in a minute.
Elcott, The Next Step. The Liturgy of Elcott, The Next Step. This morning, with Dr. Ed Elcott, will continue.
Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw University and Wampanea University in New York. Transitioning between dimensions each and every day.
Hi, this is Tad Hundley, and I'm the founder of the newest branch office of Elcott, The Next Step in Cloverdale, Colorado. Join us, won't you, if you're in the Cloverdale, Colorado area for our very first orientation meeting happening this Friday night, October the 24th. Please come to my home in Cloverdale, and you'll enjoy the hostessing of my wife, Terry, and the lectures that we're going to have and everything. I'm Tad Hundley. Remember my name, Tad. Everybody knows me around Cloverdale. Just say, "Where's Tad?" And everyone will point in the general direction of my home, which sits on top of a hill overlooking the town. Every afternoon, my wife and I sit in our hot tub and overlook the town.
Tad Hundley, our newest branch manager.
Dispersal.
Yes, and I'm back now, Beans, because as was the right decision of the overlords, I was dispersed yet again for giving you a hard time and giving you crap. And so what I'm saying essentially here is that the actions of the overlords have been eminently correct. I need to remember that ego is what kills our happiness and, more importantly, kills our journey to the union. The union, which is when all mankind melds together into one large, filthy stain on the tablecloth of eternity.
And I'm reintegrated.
All right, so Jerry is back now. In fact, when you do reintegrate, those that are closest to you take on some of your mannerisms. In just a moment there, I don't know whether you noticed, when I said Jerry reintegrated, I went, Jerry reintegrated. I affected...
You sounded a little bit like me, yeah.
I did. I affected the voice of Jerry. Elcott, the next step, is grooming for overlord status the youngest member of our faith. Beans Halberstall is the four-year-old daughter of Dr. Grover and Mrs. Halberstall of Keokuk, New Jersey. They are both ready to ascend to overlord status. They have, I believe, two or three more steps they need to get through. And my understanding was that Mrs. Halberstall was having a problem with the continuous orgasm. Well,
you did it.
Overlords, there was nothing that was in the latest communiques that told me I couldn't talk about the orgasms.
You! Fuck!
You said a dirty word.
Dr. Elcott has been dispersed again. Dr. Elcott is not allowed to talk about the continuous orgasm. The females of Elcott, the next step, live in a state, as the overlord, they live in a state of continuous orgasm. And that's nothing I want to talk about with a young child in this room, and I understand perfectly why it is that the overlords did what they did. Dr. Elcott will be reintegrated presently. And now Beans Halberstall. Beans?
I want to go and I want to get chicken tenders.
And where do you?
Well, I'm going to go to McDonald's, get chicken tenders.
McDonald's? McDonald's has chicken. Oh, they do.
Uh-huh. They have the McNugget.
Well, those aren't tenders.
What? I want to have the chicken nugget.
Your fingers, I can't tell her to take her fingers out of her nose. I can point out that your fingers are in your nose.
What?
Your fingers are up in your nose. We are instructed to allow the overlord novitiate, which is what Beans is, to have their own mind.
All right, I'm reintegrated. This is Doctor. I certainly hope that I can continue the program this morning without being dispersed yet again, because it's not painful. It's not painful. It is the return to humiliation, which is jarring, because what happens when you are dispersed, your ego... I just saw Marie Osmond in a tight red dress. Oh, God, that's... I'm sorry, overlords. God damn it.
All right, well, that's a double whammy. There is, yes, Marie Osmond was in a tight red dress, and Dr. Halberstall, or excuse me, Dr. Elcott, well, I'm going to have to be dispersed too. Overlords, I submit.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
They got dispersed because they saw a lady's butt. The lady that they saw was Marie Osmond, if you see the butt. They're dirty. She was dirty. What? What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything.
Beans has been dispersed.
Yes.
We've just reintegrated in time to see the dispersal of Beans Halberstall by the overlords. This is almost unprecedented. It does not knock the overlord novitiate back a level or two, but it does remind the novitiate, overlord novitiate, of their duty toward the carnation, and that the carnation is that which does exist extant. And, and it doesn't harm the child. Beans is reintegrated. Beans, do you know why you were dispersed?
Well, because I talked about a lady's butt.
You talked too much about the lady's butt. And probably because the overlords want to remind you that even you are not as high as them yet until you are elevated to overlord status, which could happen within days, I'm told.
I'm going to be an overlord, and then they'll be going to do anything.
That's right.
You're absolutely correct. Once you're an overlord, no one can, quote, do anything. Well, I'll tell you, this is a very dramatic time in the history of Elcott the Next Step. First of all, you'll notice, as I do Elcott the Next Step, I am sounding more and more like General Galen Shaw from the Phil Hendry Show. Why is that? Because in my own way, as I evolve and as I am dispersed and reintegrated, I become more militant in my Elcott the Next Step beliefs. I am now more firmly committed than ever before I said shit and I can't remember. Okay.
Okay, Beans, you have to... this is Jerry again, folks. Dr. Elcott was dispersed. Jerry? I mean, Beans, go ahead. I called Beans Jerry, and I shouldn't have done that, so...
Gonna go, 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 go? Go, 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 go? Go, 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 boogie, 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 boogie.
Yeah!
Boogie.
Elcott the Next Step has been a presentation of Wampaw University. Unfortunately, Dr. Elcott, along with Jerry and Beans Halberstall, have been dispersed for the final time this morning. You could hear Beans just now being dispersed. Unless I'm the announcer and the overlords are giving me the high sign, yes. Oh, Beans will be integrated one time. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Beans is now being reintegrated. Beans Halberstall.
God, well, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, I'm Beans Halberstall. My daddy is a big shot. My daddy's a big shot. Boogie, woogie, 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 boogie. Boogie, 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 boogie.
Get out of here.
Okay, you just heard Beans Halberstall dispersed, overlords? Yes, dispersed. In the ethic of Elcott the Next Step, when a novitiate overlord, and that's different from a novitiate. By the way, there's no need to know my name. I'm simply the announcer. We have no ego in Elcott the Next Step. When a novitiate overlord starts to backslide into baby talk, it becomes cause for dispersal. But once the baby talk enters boogie, oogie, googie, woogie, now those are multiple O's strung together. Anything with two O's in it, boogie, woogie, goo goo, gaga is not. Gaga's fine, but if you put a gaga together with a goo goo, that is considered to be a terrible backsliding for a novitiate overlord, because overlord is the highest level of our faith. And for a novitiate, especially an infant, a four-year-old toddler like Beans Halberstall, they must be made aware of their responsibilities. And now Beans has reintegrated.
My God, doo-doo, I went.
Cut it out, will you?
Well, I can see that this is going to go on all morning as the overlords continue to train and to mold and to meld young Beans Halberstall. Where is Dr. Elcott? He has been dispersed for a period of 12 hours, as has Jerry. I am your announcer, and this has been Elcott the Next Step. Elcott the Next Step, a presentation of Wampaw Wampanea University in upstate New York. And now I willingly disperse.
Happen to you?
I don't care. I'm gonna go doo-doo.
Dr. Ed Elcott, hello. Can we help you?
I wanna go doo-doo.
Beans, you should be here at the learning center. Your parents will be very worried about where are you?
I'm in Buffalo.
You're in Buffalo, New York. How did you get there? Beans, this is Dr. Elcott. How did you get in Buffalo?
I'm on the freight train.
You stole it from... What did you do?
Freight train.
You hopped a freight train.
God damn it.
The kid hopped a freight train, Bill. You need to get over to Buffalo. Beans, where are you?
Buffalo Wing.
Are you at Jim Kelly's restaurant?
I'm on the Buffalo Wing.
I think she's over at the Jim Kelly Buffalo Wing restaurant. She's in Buffalo, New York. She hopped a freight train. Were you with... You have to tell us, Beans, because you are an overlord novitiate. Did you have any contact with any bums or tramps in the boxcar?
No, my dad played checkers with me.
You played checkers with them?
Uh-huh. And then he gave me a can and a drink of wine.
And they gave her a drink of wine. God damn it. God damn it.
Fuck.
God damn. All right. Beans, don't move. Stay right where you are. Where are you?
I'm a phone booth at 5th and Main.
She's in a phone booth at 5th and Main.
What?
A phone booth at 5th and Main. The kid... Baines, stay where you are. Don't move. Don't budge an inch. If someone tries to get into the phone booth, use your novitiate overlord superpowers. That will allow you to become invisible for a period of 5 seconds, move out of the booth, and then down the street several hundred yards if you can. Do you understand, Baines?
I do.
You know that if we were within... The overlords are going to come and disperse you.
I got doo-doo in my pants.
Goddamn this kid. Watch it. We're not on the air. I don't think the overlords heard me say goddamn, did they?
Bill got the next step. Good morning.
I'm not going to find a man.
Is this Beans Hammer? Ms. Albert Young, Beans, this is Elcott, the next step, the central office. Could you stay put because the overlords are coming to get you?
I don't care. The woo-woo.
What's that mean?
Doesn't mean anything, man. Doesn't mean anything. She's just talking baby.
All right, she's talking baby. It's okay. But she did put two O's together.
Dispersal.
I'm going to go woo-woo.